100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Do you give a crap? Good. Everyone should be cheering for sports ball. Yay! Go commercials! This is the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until The Day I Die.com. The topic for the weekly challenge was Stranger. And we got a whole bunch of stories. Yay, that's the point. Go sports ball. Norval Joe sent one in early, so he goes first. Then Tom, who also sent one in early. Wow, it's just flipping all over here. Muncie will find out what we are after we're done being Januarians. Jeffrey Fisher, who's been leaving comments. Very good, letting people know. Hey, we even got a comment from someone outside of our little circle. Although people join the circle, leave the circle. It's the circle. It's the magic circle. It's a hula hoop of writing. Charlie. Richard. Amy. Aubrey. I'm just going to drag out everybody's name here. Serendipity. Tura's in here. Oh, man, I listen to these. And oh, Lizzie. And Danny is back. And I need to post one up that he snuck in that's, oh, sorry. Hey, if you're hearing this and you're like, oh, my God, I just came up with a one. Or I'm going to plagiarize off them to come up with my idea. Send it in. I'll get it up on the feed in a separate post. And it doesn't matter whether it's a week or a year or a century. If I'm still alive and kicking and there's like robot technology in the world of tomorrow that allows me to fart out an episode of these podcast things where everyone's like hyperspace sports ball is the new thing, where everyone's bitching about how, you know, Leo Laporte's cornering the market in that, his clone, grandfather clone. You can tell that I watched World of Tomorrow again, didn't you? I keep watching that while I walk. I'm walking on the treadmill again, by the way. Yay! Twice a day, 30 minutes. None of this hour-long shit because, oh, man. That's what wore me out. That's also what helped me lose all that weight, but also, whatever. Roller coaster of fat. And Planet Z. So those are the stories that you have to look forward to. We got sports ball and yay team and all that crap. So let's go. Let's hear Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 511 with a prompt of Stranger. Here's my story. It's been said that fact is stranger than fiction. For example, there is a South American bat that lives in Andean caves that can neither see nor hear. It navigates by its acute sense of smell and actually lures its prey to it by imitating insect pheromones in the gas that it passes. There is a six-toed brown tree sloth that is so fat and moves so slowly that they have been captured and used as throw pillows without having to kill and skin them. In retrospect, since I made up these examples, maybe fiction is stranger than fact. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got a countdown. 9. My story this evening is called There'll Be Hell to Pay. Nearly all hope was gone when the stranger rode into the valley. Marianne was the first to see him, and like wildfire, that sighting ran through the town. He didn't say a word as he tied the pale horse to the front of the dry goods store. He whispered into the ear of old Ezra, who sent young Ezra to the back room for the crate of silver bullets. The stranger carefully loaded 7 Colts, and made his way to the sheriff's office. Propped in the chair outside the jail, he waited for dusk. When darkness fell, they came. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Greetings, soldier boy. From Munzee, here and ready to crank dat for you. And by dat, I mean a story. Yeah, no, actually, it's going to be Soldier Boy this month. Be glad it's a short month. The Doors, by Christopher Monroe.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you are ugly. Women seem wicked when you are wicked. Streets are an evil place when you're evil, when you're strange. Faces come out and are strange when you're strange. No one remembers you're strange when you're strange, when you're strange.
Or something like that. I'll admit, I've never paid close attention to the song. I did enough drugs in high school to believe Pink Floyd were the greatest band in history, but I didn't, and never will, do enough drugs to believe that Jim Morrison was a poet. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That's it for me this week, Soldier Boy. But don't worry, I'll be back to crank dat again next week.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 511 on the topic of Stranger. And let me see if I can attach the correct audio file to my email this time around. Well, before I do that, I have to record two stories for you. My first one is called Pilgrimage. The stranger ambled into the village. His eyes shifted left, then right, but he saw no one. This was the first habitation he had found in days, and he was hoping to restock his food and water with the little cash that remained. He opened the door to the general store and was assailed by the smell of death. A woman, presumably the proprietress, lay on the floor in a state of decay. He bent over her, trying to discover whether her death was from natural causes. Pustules on her face suggested some kind of pox. It wasn't a stretch to think the rest of the village shared her fate. With no wasted movements, he took the supplies he needed and set off. The next few days would show whether he also brought anything unwanted with him. And on a lighter note, my second story is called Stranger Than Fiction. Robert Heinlein was a towering figure in the golden age of science fiction. He wrote for children as well as adults. He wrote space opera tales of rockets and colonization of the moon and wars with aliens. But he also wrote on more serious themes in his Future History series, and in later novels such as Stranger in a Strange Land and Time Enough for Love. Many teenage boys were fascinated with the themes in these books, perhaps not least that of removal of restraints on sexual behavior. An endless parade of hot, willing women seemed like a good idea to the mind of the teenaged male. Unfortunately, as they were to learn, that particular conceit might have been the biggest fiction of all. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
My shaman was a total stranger when he first started teaching me how to get high without drugs. He sold cars, but he accumulated some money and had a nice house in the hills. His method used crystals and stones. When placed on the various chakras, including the kundalini, my shaman would wait until the stones absorbed the forces. Then he would pick the largest stone and make a tea out of it, drinking it down quickly while it was still full of all the essential juices. Those of us in the class thought he was a bit of a perv. When I was in kindergarten, Mum admonished me about talking to strangers. She described stranger danger, saying I was destined to get accosted, kidnapped, beaten, killed, then gang raped if I talked to any strangers. She put the fear in me early on, as I was weary of speaking to anyone at all if I were out alone or if I got separated from either parent when shopping or out for a walk. After school today, I was at the corner and a white van pulled alongside. The driver motioned to me to get inside. I never uttered a word. 3. She grew stranger and stranger as the years passed and as she continued smoking crack. She lost things as she moved through the aisles at Walmart, and by the time she was at the check stand, she started screaming and babbling that someone stole her baby, her dog, her purse, and her coat. She would curl into a tight ball, tuck in her legs, and curl up on the floor, and bawl until the manager and assistant manager put her in a shopping cart and took her to the parking lot. Crazy Daisy was never locked up or ordered into rehab. 4. Bart bragged about getting a bit of strange when he was in England. He went to a dance in Hoddesdon and met a pert young lady. When he approached her and asked her for a dance, she told him to fuck off. He busted out in laughter, and I suppose she was so shocked by his reaction, her defenses were dropped, so they danced for the rest of the night. He slipped her a couple of roofies he always carried in a little metal pillbox he wore around his neck, and it was straight to the snoot in minutes.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this week I have only one story, Dragon Rage. After the many trials he'd endured so far, the Hobbit was no stranger to danger. But this was by far the closest he or his companions had come to death. Hurriedly, Boggins started stuffing his pockets with gold, only to find with a sinking heart that the weight made it impossible to run. Another roar, this time closer, filled the forest, and suddenly his travelling companions appeared, fleeing for their lives. "Do something!" they cried, tearing past. Then the dragon was upon him. Flinging handfuls of gold as far as he could, the hobbit shouted, "Fetch!" before diving for cover. And that's it. So until next week, goodbye.
The SL Stranger Strangler. I fondled the soft, black, knitted ski mask in my left hand, the piano wire stretched between two wooden grips in the other. Puzzle pieces dropped in chats over time belied your identity. Sincere and sweetly seductive declarations shared between us were only means to your satisfied end. Now, I'll have mine. No, you're not the first. The greyhound hums and closes the gap, have your fantasy with another. You'll be mine soon. My garant, my equalizer, your size and strength no match. I've known the ultimate orgasm as fingers claw at the unrelenting stranglehold, bleeding. Eyes pleading. You really never knew us.
Hi, I'm Aubrey Lynn Jepson, and my blog is The Taming of the Muse, which is at aubreylynnjepson.wordpress.com. And here is my story for this week. My best friend takes me down rabbit holes now and then. Most of the time I don't even realize she's done it until we're already falling. She takes my hand and leaps headfirst down, and I can't help but be pulled along with her. But I like that sensation, free-falling towards an adventure, even though I'm terrified to jump. Too many people in the past pushed me down the rabbit hole but didn't jump. Now I like the thrill when things get curiouser and curiouser, strange and then stranger. It's not an adventure unless things get a little weird.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. The person. staring at you as you squirm uncomfortably on the bus. That person, pressing in far too closely as you wait in the queue. That person waving their fist from behind the wheel as they cut in front at the junction. That person who bumped you, spilling your drink before melting into the crowd. That person you waved to across the street, only to realize, acutely embarrassed, you don't know them at all. That person you pass in the subway without looking, before hurrying away. That person, the perfect stranger, nameless and faceless. That person is me.
Tura Brazino here with a story about Stranger. When the gods were new, they assembled together to know what they should do. "I have made a strange thing," said one, and he showed a vast universe of whirling balls of fire. Another said, "I will make a stranger." And he punctured that universe with many holes, and inside each he showed that self-same universe reflected. A third said, "I will make yet stranger." On a tiny lump of rock, he created a host of small figures that fought among themselves and took themselves to be gods. "This is the strangest thing," they agreed. "Let us call it man."
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. "I'm sorry," said the stranger before hanging up. She was perplexed, probably a wrong number, but still a bit creepy. When she turned off the light, she didn't notice the slight creaking of the entrance door and a shadow walking towards her bed. Drowsy, she only felt a slight sting on her neck. No one ever saw her again. The only thing they found was a card on her nightstand saying, "Gone." She would come back, years later. She, too, would call someone to say, "I'm sorry." That was the price to be free, and she had to pay it. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, hello, it's Danny Dwyer. We got this thing working, so let's tell the story. And the story I'm going to tell this week is it's a weekly challenge 5/11. It's called Stranger, and this is my entry. Have fun. I'm a stranger in the eyes of myself. All the hopes and dreams of my obnoxious youth has faded in the cold, harsh rain of reality. Disbarred, disenfranchised, disowned, disloved, disrespected, simply dissed by every level of society. The words of truth carry a very heavy price because the words will not be heard by the weak, cursed by the enfranchised, and dismissed by those who actually own literally everything we take for granted. We bought into the lie of freedom and justice for all, when in reality there is just the fictional liberal boogeyman we are trained to kick. And there you go, folks. That's my positive entry for this week, so have fun with it, and I hope to see you guys next week. We'll see. In the meantime, it's DannyDwyer.wordpress.com. I'm actually posting stuff there. I hope you enjoy.
Take a trip. with me to planet Z.
The fortune cookie said, "Help a stranger." After I paid my bill and walked out the door, there was a homeless guy standing there, asking for help.
"Hi, stranger," he said. "Can you help me? I need $5.
Which explained why I got a fortune cookie at a shoe repair shop. And it wasn't as much a cookie as an orange rind wrapped around shoe cardboard. The fortune was written on it in shaky block print, the same as the bum sign.
"Just $5, he said.
I helped him into the street with a kick to the ass.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of stranger. Do you feel stranger for having listened to these? Well, guess what? You can learn more about these people so that they're no longer strangers in your life. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You'll see the post for the weekly challenge. There are the show notes. You can click on people's names, and if they've given me a site where you can learn more about them, they won't be a stranger anymore. Until you stalk them and then they call the cops or slam the door in your face. Or shoot you in self-defense. Hey, where's that gun I can throw on them? The one with the serial number scratched off. Okay, yeah. So, let's see. What's the next topic? Oh, the next topic is love. And if you would love to be a part of this, go to that site that I mentioned. What am I doing? I'm preaching to the choir here. Is there anybody new listening to this that hasn't been listening to the past 500 shows or the past 5,000 stories? Is there anybody new? Let me know in the comments. Let me properly welcome you. But if you're shy and timid and, "No, I don't want them to know I'm a part of this. I'm embarrassed." Well, you should be. You should be embarrassed for hiding there. Come on, show some courage for once. Register to vote. Shit on the ballot. Especially if it's an electronic balloting system. Okay, that's it. I will see you all next week. I've already told you the topic. It's up there on the site. I've already told you where the site is. I've already done this. I've already done that. I'm so unfriendly with all of this. I get so tired. And it's Sunday. I should be doing laundry, but nah, I'll do it tomorrow morning. I wake up so early, and it's like, yeah, fuck it, I'll do it in the morning. It only takes an hour and a half to get two loads done, and it's like, oh, wow, then I can go to work. Yee, I got something done. Oh, yeah, thank you all for listening. I'm losing my voice. And as always, keep it brief.